cliffcentral.com. If we are here at the Durban International Film Festival at the Leading Lady Lounge, we've seen Terry Pato around. She was here then everywhere, being very, very busy. And so if we had to find a leading man, I think it's the guy I'm now chatting to, because he was here then everywhere as well. He was like in the perpetual region with the other interviews I was doing. Mr. David Kao, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, bro?
I'm good. You know, we know you as David the Comedian, and everyone just has this connotation of comedians are jazz and jay. But I listened to you chatting early on a panel about the truth and the crux and the essence of this industry. And you were really like, you were, you know, taking us to church there. What do you think are some of the, you know, just the misconceptions that misguide people when they come into this industry?
It's not misconceptions. It's as an individual, everybody thinks they have certain power.
Yeah.
But there's the reality of actually what power do you have. So if you're a producer, if you're a director, you can probably audition people, give them a gig or not give them a gig. But the producer probably has more power than you in most cases. You've been hired by the producer. If you're the producer, you've got the power to hire everyone, from the writer to the director to the actors. But if someone else is giving you money to do that, that person has power over you. So there's people that think they have certain power, but it actually lies somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they also have to report somewhere else, or and they misuse their power most of the time. People who have power that they don't actually have, most of the time abuse it. So it's just one of those things. You, when you go to bed tonight, you need to know what is it that that's in my control.
Yeah.
That I control.
I feel like I can make many a mental note just sitting here and listening to you, and I can ask you a million and one questions. But let me just ask about, why did you feel it was important for you to be here today?
Because the food here is nice and the cupcakes are kicking ass.
Did you see the Cliff Central ones?
I just had my hands
like scrubbed
and massaged and all those things. But and I think it's generally just...
there's wine flowing?
I don't drink alcohol. So
oh, okay. Sorry.
But there's nice wine.
Uh-huh.
sponsored by Edinburgh's wine or winery.
But Nick, maybe
Nick,
how
Nick
about
taking that? Amazing pictures. And obviously the vibe
Nick
is great.
Bolton.
You know, nice people come and chill here. It's a great idea that Terry has, and it's added to the vibe at the Durban Film Festival.
Aside from,
it gives it a nice vibe.
Yeah, aside from the food and the photography and the nice vibe, why do you think it's important for there to be more leading lady lounges, for there to be more environments?
It'll be great for Terry. It's a good idea. She must spread the word. It's a space where people can come and have conversations about anything or anything in the industry. And without feeling like there's a big brother watching, you just come and have a conversation. Have the conversations you have at dinners behind closed doors and whatever. And you just have them with other people and in the industry, with people that are trying to get in the industry or that, you know, that have influence over some stuff in the industry. And just talk. All we have to do is talk.
Yeah.
You know? So if... if I know I'm more powerful than you think you are, it's good for you to know. It's good for you to... it probably helps me to make you think you are as powerful as you think you are.
And the only way you'll ever know is through a conversation.
But at some stage, you need to know.
Yeah.
That, you know what? This is where I am. This is my lane.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick ass in this lane. And stop trying to kick ass in the other lane. When people know that... don't worry, it's okay. You know, we kick ass in that lane. We know it. It's better if you know and do what you do best as you can.
Yo, okay, so then I have to now.
But everything really boils down to knowledge, boils down to knowing. The power of knowing goes beyond the classroom, goes beyond quiz shows on TV or magazines or those quiz things my wife does in the Tram magazine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But then now I have to know, when are we going to get the Kao Chronicles? When are we, like, you have all this wisdom and advice. Like, we need some of that.
You see, for me, it's, I do everything at my pace.
Uh-huh.
So I don't do what people expect me to do. I do what I like to do for people that I like to do it for.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I want to do, and I get rewarded for it.
Yeah.
I choose what I want to do when I want to do it. And that helps me decide what to do next, how to do it, who to do it with, when to do it, because all that matters. So there's less chances of me ending up doing something I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
But or can because someone has made me do it. It's not even about money. You know, you can offer me a lot of money to do something and I'll still say no. You can offer me very little money to do something and I'll do it because I want to do it.
And just lastly, in wrapping up, what are your hopes for not only just the Leading Lady Lounge, but Durban International Film Festival and other arts initiatives and how they grow over the years?
You know, we need to make more South African movies. We need to make more commercial South African movies that are making money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a business and nothing is for free in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Does this possibly mean a Paul Monati show movie?
Anything can happen, especially with movies, because that's what I spend my time either doing or trying to do or putting together or writing or thinking about.
Yeah.
A Paul Monati show movie is more likely than a Paul Monati show coming back on TV.
Full House is coming back with Fuller House after like 20 odd years.
Yeah, but that's if we learn from that, it's going to Netflix. It's not going to a TV station.
Okay.
So if people realize you can have your own Paul Monati show on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram.
Yeah.
You don't need to wait for me and keep hoping 10 years later, 11 years now, that the Paul Monati show is ever going to come back. Because that's up to the SABC.
Yeah.
You know, if one person or the SABC says it's never going to come back, it'll never come back. If you decide you want to do it and put it on another medium or do a comedy sketch show and call it anything.
Yeah.
And put it on another medium, there'll be no need for the Paul Monati show to come back. That's the power that you have. That's the SABC doesn't have. So the SABC does not have the power to make you not have another comedy sketch show anywhere else.
Yeah.
On your phone, on internet, on Instagram, on Twitter. They don't have that power.
We have the power.
The sooner you know that, you don't then need an SABC to have another Paul Monati show.
Yeah.
Example.
With now refraining not to sing, I've got the power. Thank you so much, Mr. David Kao. Thank you for stopping by and making.
I've got the power.
Exactly.
Go for it.
Rather you than me.
Go for it.
Fine. Thank you so much for making time for Cliff Central. Awesome stuff. CliffCentral.com.